Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Volen is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's the senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Which is your favorite version of Van Halen, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
To me, David Lee Roth is the only version of Van Halen. No offense to Sammy Hagar, but come on, that's an imposter version of Van Halen. 1984 is the last album for me. Anything after that is not real Van Halen.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I've started, as I'm getting older, I've started to come around on some of the Sammy Hagar, Van Halen stuff. But for me, Van Halen, like that 1984 cassette and everything before that, Running with the Devil, I mean, some of the most iconic music. And the look, the David Lee Roth look, was unlike any other.
You're talking about where he pulls down the sunglasses and gives you that sexy look?
Gives you the sexy look. He's wearing the spandex. He's got the hairy chest showing. Oh my God, Crowder! If you didn't,
don't bring my name up. Don't bring my name up.
I don't know. I mean, listen. I don't care who you were. Everyone aspired to be DLR.
Hairy chest and spandex. Get out of here.
So basically, your outfit now, Hawk. What you wear today? Basically,
I wish I could rock that outfit, man. Oh. I wish I could rock that outfit.
And Hawk, it'd be a couple more pieces than old Sammy had or David Lee.
I need the man's ear. I don't think I could rock spandex. Anyway, Ben Volen. So I was goofing around there in the commercial, but do you have any takeaways from the Dolphins' victory over the Patriots on Sunday? We were saying, I know it's a few days removed now. We'll look towards the following week. But sometimes you just got to grind out a dub, and that's what the Dolphins did.
Yeah, it's a good win on the road for the Dolphins. I mean, if Jalen Polk on the Patriots can get that second foot down, the game's different, and Drake May probably isn't starting this Sunday for the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett probably still has his job. So, I mean, the game was that close. You know, I'll say this. I was impressed with the Dolphins coming into Foxborough with a third-string quarterback. And Mike McDaniel, you know, I was impressed with the creativity they showed on offense. They had a pretty good game plan. There's a lot of misdirection and play action, just, you know, whatever it takes to move the ball when your offense is limited. And that's one thing that the Patriots really have struggled this year. Offense has been just really boring and vanilla. And, you know, I'm watching the Dolphins and they're at least trying. They're using some trickery and some misdirection. And the Patriots have called the fewest play action passes in the NFL, which boggles my mind because they don't have receivers who can win. They don't have an offensive line who can block. You would think all they would do would be running play action. And so I was impressed with the Dolphins actually having a plan of attack and using a little creativity against the Patriots. And, you know, I don't know if there's anything to learn necessarily from the Dolphins. Like, you want a game with your third-string quarterback. That's you put that in your pocket and you run home with it. And, you know, now they have a bye week. Maybe Tua comes back a game after that. If you can survive this Tua stretch, and what are they now, 2-3? Like, maybe you can still get your season back on track. But, yeah, I have to give them credit for coming up to New England and putting up 372 yards of offense with a, you know, very limited quarterback.
And, Ben, even when Tua was playing, the fall off of this offense, top five in every offensive category last year, you know, everybody talked about the 70-point Denver game. Right now they're averaging, I think, 13 and some change points per game. The fall off, is that the league catching up with Mike McDaniel? Is that just, you know, not calling good plays? What's going on with the offense in your mind?
I mean, to me, it's just the fact that it's early in the season and Tua got hurt a game and a half into the season, and the half a game that he played, he was dreadful that game against Buffalo. And then, you know, once you start putting in Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley, like, yeah, of course you're going to be scoring fewer points. So I don't think it's this grand indictment on the Dolphins scheme or on Mike McDaniel. I just think they got hit with injuries at quarterback at the wrong time. And I, you know, the run game wasn't performing well for the Dolphins. You know, they've gone from the best in the league to one of the worst. But again, it's just because it's early in the season. And I think, you know, if Tua had a few more weeks to work out the kinks instead of having that concussion, maybe the Dolphins offense would be performing a lot better right now. And I think you start to see that league-wide last week, where in the first month of the season, I mean, most of these offenses were dreadful. And then all of a sudden last week, there was just like an explosion of offense or a lot more big plays. It was like the most 60-yard touchdowns in the last 12 years last week. There was just like an explosion of big plays. And so I just think the league is starting to wake up now. I think, you know, training camp, these coaches haven't figured out how to get their teams ready for week one yet. And the first month of the season is still a continuation of the preseason. And then the real football, I think, starts now in October. So I don't know. I wouldn't make any screaming indictments against the Dolphins offense, because I just think that Tua's injury in week two just kind of messed up any sort of momentum that they could be building with the offense.
Yeah, Ben, I was going to say, it kind of sounds like you're not as down on the Dolphins if and when we all expect them to. Tua Tagovailoa returns and can be healthy, as most of us, or at least I am, down here, because I look at that week one win against Jacksonville. I mean, if Javon Holland doesn't punch out the football, the Dolphins lose that game to one of the worst teams in the league. And then, like you mentioned, they looked atrocious against the Buffalo Bills. I guess my question is, are the Dolphins built correctly? Because the biggest indictment on them last year was, hey, they can't beat elite teams, 1-6 against playoff teams. And from what we saw this year, that one game against an elite playoff team, they looked further away than they were last year.
Yeah, I think we're talking about different things here. Like, I expect the Dolphins to get back to respectability and to compete for a wild card spot. I don't think they're going to go 4-13 this year. And I think winning that game against New England was huge, as far as, you know, it's probably not safe to assume that Tua is going to be back the next game. But if he is, I mean, to emerge from that stretch at 2-3 instead of 1-4, I think is massive for the Dolphins' playoff chances. So I think they're going to, you know, improve and not be, you know, the league worst offense all season. And assuming Tua comes back, I do think the Dolphins will be competitive. But to your other point, Solano, I think they're a very flawed team, in that I just don't think they've been built for December and January football. I don't see them being a very mentally tough team. They're a team that's collapsed in the late season months, the last 2 years. You know, they're kind of a finesse team, you know, with all the speed on the outside, and it's awesome for them when it works. But then in this cold months, and, you know, when you play the elite teams, the Dolphins do kind of fall apart. And this offseason, I didn't see that the Dolphins really making any major changes to their team. It looked like just kind of cosmetic changes and bringing most of last year's team back. So I still have, you know, significant questions about whether this team can compete late in the season and be a real contender. But I think they'll get back to respectability and competing for a wild card spot at the same time.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.